again, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'm Namisha Raja from Toronto, Canada. And today, we're going to make two different salads with kale. And this is what kale looks like. Kale is part of the cabbage family, so it's a cruciferous vegetable, for those of you who know that term. And it's very, very healthy because it has so many antioxidants, which are cancer-fighting compounds in fruits and vegetables. Kale is also very high in vitamin K, vitamin A, vitamin C. So it's just a nutritional powerhouse. So I'm going to just show you how to prepare kale properly. So you definitely want to take the tough stalks out. Now, to get the leaves off, what I do is I take a sharp knife with a serrated edge as opposed to a straight edge. So make sure your kale is nice and clean. Because the leaves are curly, dirt can get trapped inside. So I fill a big sink full of water and put some baking soda or some fruit wash and just swish the kale around in there so that it gets nice and clean and all the dirt comes out. And then just on either side of the stalk, you're gonna run the sharp knife. So this is how we do it. Okay, the leaves are extremely healthy, and so you just want to separate the leaves from the stalk. Now, I've already prepared two big bowls of kale here, and we're going to work with them for the salad. You can use cabbage, you can use collards, you can use Swiss chard. Any of those greens will work in this salad, but kale has a special flavor, and so it really, if you can get kale, it's the ideal green to use in these two salads. So the two salads that we're going to make, they both start out the same way, but they end up very different. One is a citrus kale salad, so we'll do that first. And then we're going to make what I've, you know, nicknamed this salad is kale bouillie. Now, a lot of you in the Middle East may be familiar with tabbouleh, that yummy parsley salad that is very, very famous and common in the Middle East region. And of course, it's become very popular in North America as well. But I've added kale to it to make it more nutritious and changed a couple of ingredients that I'll talk about when we make that salad. So now, as I said at the beginning, the kale is very tough, which makes it very, you know, hard to digest if you didn't prepare the kale first. You can cook it, lightly steam it, but we're not going to do that for the salad. And any of you who understand some chemistry or know how to do marinating or fermenting, this is what we're going to do to help the kale tough fibers break down. A little bit of salt. I might use just a quarter teaspoon because the last thing you want to do is make the kale too salty. Okay, and I've got a lot of lemon juice here because it was a really big lemon, so I might not even use all of that. So I'll start with a little bit and see how we go. So that's about the juice of a half a lemon, and I'm going to just mix it in. Now, ideally, you'll mix this with your hand. Remember, I talked about those tough fibers. They need help to, you know, break down. So don't be afraid to just reach in there and massage the kale. So you're just, you know, helping it work the salt and the lemon into the kale. And make sure that the kale is nicely and evenly coated with the salt and the lemon juice. Now, in the interest of saving time, we're going to pretend I did that for a few minutes and that we let it marinate in the fridge for about an hour or two. You can also let it marinate in the fridge overnight. Now, we have an optional ingredient that you can leave out or you can add in. Good quality extra virgin olive oil is what you'd like to use. Otherwise, you can use your favorite nut oil, such as walnut oil. I wouldn't use peanut oil because it's got a very distinct flavor, but olive oil works best. I'm not even using a full tablespoon here. Just a little bit to help coat the leaves of the kale. Okay, now again, bear in mind that, you know, this has sat in the fridge overnight or even at least for an hour to help the kale soften a little bit, and you mix it in evenly. So we add a little bit of red onion and, you know, dice it fine. Don't add too much red onion because red onion is very powerful and you don't want the red onion dominating the salad. Just enough so that it looks like it's spread evenly and there's a little bit going to get into every bite or every mouthful. And then I've got a full sectioned grapefruit here and my sectioned oranges. They were small, so I used two. If you have a large orange, you can use one. The lemon juice, the citrus from the grapefruit and the oranges will help you absorb the iron that's in the kale. And then, of course, the onion gives it a nice tangy sort of spicy flavor. And we've already got salt in there. All right, so we're gonna let that sit for a while we make the next salad, which is very similar in method, but completely different in taste. Okay, so for our second salad, we start out the same way. We've got our nicely prepared, you know, julienned kale leaves. And this time what we're going to do is add the parsley in. So you want about as much parsley as you've got kale. And we're going to just toss that together and mix the parsley and kale in evenly. Now I've got a lot more kale and parsley here than I did in that first bowl. So I'm going to use this half teaspoon of salt. And I'm going to use the leftover lemon juice from the previous salad. And that's definitely not going to be enough. So I'm going to use half of the next one. So this one will take a full lemon, okay, juiced. And we just reach in and we mix it all together. And the salt and the citric acid from the lemon juice help break down those tough fibers I've been talking about. Now, in traditional tabbouleh, they just use parsley. They don't put the kale in. And parsley is very nutritious too. But I think kale adds that extra nutrition that parsley alone doesn't have. So there's way more vitamin K, more iron, and more calcium in kale than you could possibly find in parsley. So of course, tomatoes. We all know that tomatoes go in tabbouleh. So just nicely dice them. And we've got our red onion. You can also substitute green onion as you could in the other salad. And we've got our small diced cucumber. Cannot have tabbouleh without cucumber. And make sure that it's even and spread out properly. There we go. That's starting to look really pretty, don't you think? Okay, so when you're ready to prepare your parsley, the one little piece of advice I would give is that any parsley that has this big, tough, you know, stem, just remove it because that's going to be a little bit too tough for the salad. If it's like this, nice and thin, that's okay. And then just, you know, chop up the parsley so that it will combine well with the kale and you won't have these long strings. So just chop it up and add it to the salad. In traditional tabbouleh, what they do is they use cracked wheat or bulgur, which is a wheat product. And that's fine, talking about nutrition. What I found works really well, and it's so tasty, is hemp seeds. Essentially, all hemp seeds are the same, so you don't have to worry about the brand too much. But I would put in about a quarter cup. So, and you don't have to measure, just, you know, whatever looks good to you. Hemp seeds and flax seeds have omega-3 fatty acids, and they're good for your immune system. They're good for your mental function. And hemp seeds are a great way of getting your omega-3s. And they also taste good. It's like adding a nice crunchy topping to your salad. Now, if you don't get hemp seeds where you live, you can substitute sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds, or do what they do in the Middle East, is just use the bulgur, which is cracked wheat, and the salad will still be fine and it'll still be nutritious. Now you can let this salad sit for a couple of days in the fridge and it'll keep. Just store it in an airtight container. I would do the same with the first salad we made if you're going to store it, if you have leftovers. It will keep for 2 to 3 days in the fridge. But otherwise, you know, this usually never lasts at my house. It all gets eaten up just because it's so delicious. So we'll be back in a few minutes to serve it up and do the official taste test. Here we are. We're back. Our salads are all served up on our plate. Are you ready for this?
Well, I'll have to watch you make it. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Which one would you like to try first?
Well, this is closer to
all right. That's closer. So here you go. That is the citrus kale salad with the grapefruit, the oranges. Tell me what you think of the kale.
Zesty.
Zesty is a good word. Yes, the zesty comes from all that citrus that we're using, right? We've got the lemon juice in there and then the other citrus that makes it zesty. Okay, are you ready for the second one?
Yeah.
This is the kale bouilli. Now, when I made it, I didn't put any olive oil in it. And I did put olive oil in the citrus salad, and that was just to show the variation. So let me know what you think. Yep, get a little piece of everything in there, and get a little piece of red onion.
Yeah, they're so small, I cannot see it.
There you go. He's got a piece of tomato, red onion, and some kale, and of course the hemp seeds are all in there.
Totally different than the other.
Totally different. Yeah, we started out the same, right? We started out with the same bowl of kale. This is a completely different salad.
And even if I am used with olive oil, it tastes very good without.
Even without the olive oil, it tastes good. So you see, you don't always need that olive oil in there. And that just reduces the amount of fat in your diet and keeps you healthier. All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed the show. For more recipes and information on vegetarianism, you can visit my website at evolvingappetites.com. And thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television with more vegan cooking shows. We'll see you next time.
Namisha can show you how to improve your health and the environment with yummy, compassionate, plant-based foods. Find more information at www.evolvingappetites.com or info@evolvingappetites.com. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.